Alexa, is lifestyle two separate words?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, lifestyle is one word.
Alexa, what does lifestyle mean?
Lifestyle refers to the habits, tastes, and way of living of an individual or group. It encompasses daily routines, hobbies, interests, social activities, and personal values. Lifestyle is a reflection of choices and priorities, reflecting vitality and energy connected with life itself. Did that answer your question?
Do you have more to answer it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Alexa, what does go mean?
The verb go means to move or proceed, especially from one place to another. It can also refer to the act of traveling or journeying. As a noun, go indicates the process of moving or traveling.
Alexa, what does out mean?
Out can mean several things depending on the context. It can be an adverb describing something that is away from a normal place, an adjective meaning someone is not at home or work, a preposition indicating movement from the inside to the outside, an interjection expressing being gone, or a noun representing an escape or excuse.
Alexa, what does after mean?
After can have various meanings, but in general, it refers to a time or place following something else. It can be used as a preposition to indicate that something happens behind or follows another event. It can also be used as an adverb, adjective, or conjunction to describe the subsequent or following time or action.
Alexa, what does lifestyle mean again?
Lifestyle refers to the overall way of living of an individual or group, encompassing their habits, choices, and behaviors. It reflects their values, preferences, and socioeconomic status and often involves aspects like diet, activities, fashion, and social interactions.
Alexa, what does now mean?
Now refers to the current time or moment. It can be used as an adverb, conjunction, noun, or adjective to describe something happening at the present.
Thank you, Alexa. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to That's What I'm Talking About. I'm Kelly Marie, your host of That's What I'm Talking About with Kelly Marie. And today is Goal Setting Monday. Today we set our goals for the week, for the month ahead, for the season, for the year, maybe a couple years, maybe 5 years, maybe even a 10-year goal. So today we are going to start off with going out after lifestyles now. What is your lifestyle? How do you want your lifestyle to be? What would you like it to be about? So the acronym, we went ahead and I decided to make it an acronym. So going out after lifestyle now. And I asked Alexa, sorry, Alexa, please, not right now, Alexa. No, we don't want you to come on. Every time I say her name, of course, she says, I don't know that. But anyway, I went ahead and asked her what go meant, what out meant, what after meant, what lifestyles meant, and of course, what now meant. And I put that in our episode today because I liked how she defined each one of those words. And of course, goals and goal setting here on That's What I'm Talking About. Monday, we like to go out after our goals for our lifestyle. And a few Mondays back, we discussed different categories. Perhaps you want to categorize your goals. When you set your goals, it's very important to think about, I like to carve up my categories into five categories for my goal setting. That way, that's exhausting, it's enough, but you could also do subcategories in your categories, but I will give you the five that I typically use, and I was fashioned or taught to do this a long time ago when I was teaching the real estate, all the newbies that got their licenses and they were starting out. So we would always launch with a goal setting class. And a lot of that was great because it was just nice to relearn it. And as you relearn stuff, you actually are able to hopefully retain it and move forward with it and work with it and use it. So a lot of this stuff I did learn back then, and I continue to use it throughout my life. So that's why I'd like to share it here on That's What I'm Talking About. So the five categories that I typically like to use each time when I'm sitting down to do my goals, this is a more like intensive goal setting time. So these are the five. Okay, number one, I would do a physical goal setting category. I would do a mental health like setting goal category. And the next one is a spiritual, if you're writing this down. So far we have physical, mental, spiritual. I would do a relationship goal setting category. And then I'd also do a career goal for my career. I have lots of jobs. I have lots of jobs, man. No, I am a realtor for 30 years now. I am a home stager. That has lent itself into that. I oftentimes get asked to train people, new agents, and that's always a good job to have because I love teaching. And so currently I also work at my dad's antique shop. I help them out there. So I also sell antiques. So those are a few of the jobs I do, as well as I like to decorate windows. So window dressing is something that I am getting into that I absolutely love to do. Whenever I drive by a shop that I think would be so fun to decorate the window, I like to ask them, would you be interested in me helping you? And typically it turns into a seasonal gig, but okay, we're getting off topic. So the goals that I'm hoping that you would like to perhaps once again sit down, and I still believe in the pen to paper. So press your pen to the paper or pencil, whatever writing utensil you use, writing device that you use. Go ahead and push it down and write it in each one of these categories, perhaps physical, mental, spiritual, relationship, and career. If you break down each one of these, you can go into subcategories. And you could take it as far as you want to with each one of these. But I think that that's a good start, a good launch for goal setting. And obviously in our physical, we have our winter shape up. That's always really nice to do. And in case you are brand new to the show, you might want to go ahead back and look at that. It is a encouragement program where we are encouraging one another to shape up for winter time, and that will continue on until March 18th. And as of March 19th, we will celebrate our spring season. All right, so that would be great for physical. Obviously, mental health, and under mental, what are you doing? That would be more like a self-help deal there, and that's a good category to get into. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself. In order to take care of others, you need to make sure that you take care of yourself. Okay? That whole idea of you need to be filled up in order to fill other people up. Okay? Try not to be empty when you're trying to fill up other people with your joy and love. And then, of course, spiritual. In my case, for example, I am Catholic and I go to Mass once a week. And I want to stay committed and make sure I go. Last year, I didn't miss as much Mass, but this year I really want to go every week, and it's only 1 hour, and why not go to worship our Lord at church on holy ground? I think it would be wonderful. And so in that spiritual goal category, I definitely want to go to Mass for sure once a week and not skip this whole year. So that's my year goal. And if you want to take it further, some people like to go midweek to Mass or go to their church services. And I mean, just maybe put down your ideas. I definitely want to go on the Women's Fellowship retreat. I was hoping that I could take my daughter, so that would be part of my goal setting under my spiritual category. Another one of my spiritual goals is to pray the rosary more often and the Divine Mercy more often, because it is so beautiful, that prayers, those prayers are lovely. And of course, Women's Fellowship, in that also category, it's nice because now with newly saying yes to leadership, I'm going to be having other goals that I'd like to put under my spiritual category here because of that. Of course, relationships and family, you can then subcategorize it and put each member, and then maybe put how you want to develop or what you want to do in each one of those family members or your friends, and how you would like to, what are your goals for your relationships with them. And then after all, the last one category that I was speaking of is the career goal. So what are your career goals? Are you thinking that you may want to exit from a job you're currently in and maybe apply and work for, go after a different job? What is it that you'd like to do? In that career goal, you can also like subcategorize it, maybe an educational goal. So do you have any educational, that could also go under your, that would be good. Under your career goal, you can do educational goal, or you can have those, that as another category, but, education and career kind of go hand in hand. I guess they're two different ones, but in order to get one, you have to get the other, or so and so vice versa. Not necessarily. A lot of people get jobs without degrees. So I'm backtracking. I digress. Okay. So this was, I think, about it when it comes to things that we want to do overall in our modern living as of today. What are your goals? Make sure that they are timed, measurable, and that's what I want to discuss. I would like to talk with you about making sure that they're achievable. When you set a goal, it would be great that you do not do too lofty of a goal that is so hard to hit. To make achievable goals are a building block of success, so you'll feel the positivity. If you put down goals that are so hard to possibly reach or ever hit, obtain, if you cannot achieve those goals, and it's kind of a downer. So go in baby steps. Don't do humongous, great, grandiose goals, because you want to make sure you're able to achieve the goals in the time manner. So let's say, for example, you put a very big goal, you might want to then have longer time to achieve it. And remember, how do you eat an elephant? Huh, folks? I'm just curious. You guys know how to eat an elephant? I don't eat elephants. But anyway, metaphorically, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So it might be a huge, large elephant, this huge goal. So break it down and make little goals to get to the big goal. All right. These are just ideas. So stay positive and do your very best. And because that's what I'm talking about here today on That's What I'm Talking About. Let's go after our lifestyle now and let's do our very best. All right. Have a beautiful Monday and may God bless you. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.